Well, I saw gold and diamond rings, my own drug to ease the pain that living brings. I walked from the mountain to the valley floor, searching for my beautiful reward. Searching for my beautiful reward from a house on the hill. A sacred light shines. I walk through these rooms, none of them are mine. Down empty hallways I went from door. Searching for my beautiful reward. Searching for my beautiful reward.
Two great songs. Bruce Springsteen, Searching for My Beautiful Reward from the live concert album that he did. And before that, Bette Midler and a song called From a Distance. And wouldn't it be nice to live on a planet that was like that? And how's it going to happen? Well, we're going to create it. That's how. Just remember, every single loving act that you do and loving thought that you have ripples out from you like when you throw a pebble into a pond and affects everyone around you. And I think one of the things that's going on in the consciousness change that's happening to the people on this planet as we head into the year 2000 and beyond is people are realizing the enormous power of the individual. And the only limitation on our individual power is our imagination. We got a thing here from a guy called Beyond. Dear Ron and Johnny, absolutely fantastic to have you back on the air. 2 days ago, I found by pure accident information on the Radio Caroline homepage about your special broadcast for today and tomorrow via the Merlin Network. Didn't believe I'd be able to follow the program. I haven't got a satellite dish, and I thought that the shortwave power would not be too strong. I gave it a try. At first, I didn't think I was tuned to the right frequency, but I'm very happy to have you back on the air. You're beaming in. It's amazing to have Caroline back. The last time I could listen to you was at the end of the 80s when you had a shortwave signal for a couple of weeks. Since then, it all went silent, but I've still not given up the dream that Caroline will be back from international waters. So, Ronan, I ask you to pull the joker out of your pocket, which you surely still have got hidden. There must be a way to get Caroline back. Let us all get things started again. The whole global audience at the moment should get together and help to fulfill our dream. At the moment, with these powerful signals, I close my eyes and imagine that you're currently broadcasting live from the Ross Revenge. Maybe it's a deja vu effect. Caroline has to go back to her roots and broadcast again from the high seas. This is the place where she's got to be, and no one else can copy her. Many thanks to all of you for putting Caroline back on the air again. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and all your efforts. To you, Ronan, it's nice to hear that your father is still very active in his blessed age. That's fantastic. Many thanks, and also lots of greetings to him. And please also send greetings to all the people in Bradwell-on-Sea, especially the owners of the pub. I still remember the great time I had over there when I visited the Ross Revenge for the first time when she was moored in the River Blackwater. I wish you all good night and send you many greetings. That's from Bjorn, who I think is in Germany, who says, P.S. Hello to Peter Moore. Thank you for all your efforts and hard work. I really appreciate it. Peter Moore is here at Merlin Network One as part of this special Caroline broadcast. Just to remind us, we're stopping at 1 a.m. UK time. That's in 26 minutes from now. What happens tomorrow?
7 o'clock, we're back again, 7 till 10 with Graham Hall.
7 a.m.
7 a.m., yes, sorry about that, till 10 a.m. And then again in the evening, 6.30 p.m. to 9.30 p.m. with Johnny Rees and James Barclay. And then the festival continues till midnight.
All right. All You Need Is Love has turned up. Mm. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I want to say good evening and thanks to Chris Richardson, who's holidaying in France, 500 miles from London. He said, I'm sitting in the same chair as in 1989 when I heard about Caroline being raided. Now, nearly 9 years later, I feel a little better. I think this broadcast just about settles the score. Sorry, nearly got a second song from Neil Young there. We kind of got to make do jingle machine here, so that's why there haven't been that many jingles, because it's all a bit complicated, but I think we might get something here. But just before we do, two big thank yous. The All You Need Is Love crew turned up, a great radio fan and supporter of good radio, who's contributed a lot to good listening. It's a fellow called John Meyer. And a good example of the way it works, he had no idea this broadcast was just taking place, just happened to be messing around with his satellite at home, heard my voice, thought, I recognise that fellow, I know who that is, what's going on here? Heard the plea for All You Need Is Love, and came straight down with it. So John Meyer, we thank you very much for that. And also hi to Dave and to his son Ashley. Dave is introducing Ashley to Caroline. And explaining what it's all about. That's Dave and son Ashley from Collier's Wood. We thank you for coming down too. Jingle, please.
You're locked into the legendary Radio Caroline.
Turn it up loud and rip off the knob.
And note says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your love to me. 'Cause I'm waiting right here in my open arms. She says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your soul.
Kissed at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go, riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel, so I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go, so we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt, riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Around Nassau town we did roam.
Yeah, the Beach Boys on the Sloop, John B., and a great Chuck Berry song before that. You're listening to the closing moments for this part of the celebration of Radio Caroline. We're back on tomorrow at 7 a.m., so tune in then. Peter! Old Peter Moore wandering around. He's got the full schedule of what's happening when. Thanks to Bob and Roland, I think it is. John and Ronan, great to hear you. Good to get that Caroline buzz again after all these years. Good luck and all the best. And that's Bob Ginger and Richard Kinch. And what's this? In 1970, when I joined the offshore NRX, so I did miss the early Caroline, but collected hundreds of tapes. Knowing that people all around the world are listening to the legend at this very moment is sending shivers down my spine. Caroline is doing its old magic again. I think the fact Ronan is there is great. Only last week I visited the studio you're broadcasting from. Most probably the first studio on Caroline was better equipped than this one, but you're still doing a good job. Maybe you could talk about some of the technical hazards in those early days. No, I don't think so. We'll just play some songs. Whatever technical hazards there were, we overcame.
If you want my loving, if you really do, don't be afraid, baby, just ask me. You know I'm gonna give it to you. Oh, and I do declare,
I do,
I wanna see you with it. Stand out your arms, little boy, you're gonna get it, 'cause I love you.
Baby, 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 I love you.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, I love you.
Baby, baby, baby,
Aretha Franklin and Baby I Love You. This has been one of the most amazing evenings, and to sit here and say this is Radio Caroline broadcasting with 5 million watts of power just defies comprehension. But it's happening and you're there, and thank you for all your calls, and thanks to those that helped out bringing down All You Need Is Love. That song we're going to play in a minute, but there's one we want to play before that. And Ronan's just been dashing around town just to make sure that we had this one to play. Anything you want to say before it comes on?
Well, just that thanks to all the guys in the Lovely Awareness Band who all those years ago put in 4 years of their lives to get the energy going to actually make this track and a lot of other tracks, and are now the Blockheads Band, by the way. Here we go. Thanks to them and to anyone. And this message is to everyone, everywhere on this planet.
something I'd like you to know. If you knew, would you cease to deceive me? Something I'd like you to see. If you see, will you believe? Of all the friendship and trust that I placed in you, now it's gone and I cannot believe. Maybe it will come in time, but for time I have waited too long. Perhaps it will make itself known, but by then you'll see who was wrong.
This has been Radio Caroline broadcasting to the world. Thanks to Merlin Network One. Radio Caroline back on the air at 7 o'clock. Good night.